We concluded today's daf with a discussion regarding Hilchos Mezuzah. The Gemara tells us that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there was no mezuzah affixed to the Lishkas Palhedrin, so in our Torah there was no chiv mezuzah because it was a dira baal karcha, a dira against his will. Dira baal karcha, lo yishma dira, it's not considered a proper makam dira, and doesn't fit the bill of the pasuk uchsavtam al mezuzah is beisecha ubisharecha. It has to be a true makam dira, a true place of residence. If it's intended for coerced living, obligatory dira, that's not considered a makam dira, and if there's no chiv mezuzah min atir. Now, all the mefarshim, the rishonim, ask an obvious kasha. What about sukkah? Rabbi Yehuda himself tells us that there's a chiv mezuzah on a sukkah. Sukkah is a chag on sukkahs. There as well, a person is told to leave his home and live in the sukkah for 7 days. It's a chiv. He has to do it. Why is that not called dira baal korcha? And why is there a mezuzah on a sukkah contributed? So some say because, unlike this fellow who needs to separate from his family, by sukkah we say just the opposite. Teshu kein taduru, and the Gemara tells us in sukkah, it has to be similar to a person's ordinary dira. Ma dira ish vi ishtoi. Same thing with sukkah. You're really meant to be there with your wife. Your family comes along. Teshu shanim has another twist. He says, sukkah, the reason why it's not called dira baal korcha is because he's close by. His sukkah is generally within close proximity to his home. He just goes back and forth, and he can interact with his family, as opposed to the kohen gadol, who is sort of locked into the lishkas palhedrin, without any access to his family. He can't just go back and forth. He has to remain there throughout the seven-day period. That's called a true dira baal korcha. I saw another pshat in one of the farshim, that sukkah, Hashem describes it as being a diras kva, according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Torah gives it the chashivas, grants it the extra significance, considers it a proper makam dira, that's Rabbi Yehuda's shita, sukkah diras kva. And if that's the case, even if it's baal korcha, if it's doing, he's doing it because he needs to, the fact that it's a diras kva and considered so min haTorah, that itself grants it added significance, added chashivas, and therefore mezuzah is required. Perhaps we can add another teres to the kasha based on the Rashi and the Erevin. So the Gemara says, Lishkas Parhedrin, no mezuzah. Dira baal korcha. Now, what does that word mean, baal korcha? So simply speaking, you would say baal korcha means against his will. Coercion, he has to be there. But there's another pshat, another meaning to the word baal korcha in this context. Rashi and Erevin daf tes vav amin aleph. Dira maskel mashum David dira shetashmish la'aver. The Gemara is discussing the halacha of carrying on Shabbos. And within that context, we have something called a makam which is hukaf l'dira. You may remember in Erevin we discussed a place which is meant for proper makam dira, proper residency. So that place, if it's surrounded by mechitzos, allows you to carry. You can carry throughout an entire area despite the fact that it's large in size. But a place which is mukaf, surrounded by mechitza, but it's not really hukaf ledira. It's not really intended for dwelling purposes. And likewise, the Gemara speaks about a place which is surrounded by mechitza, but it's called avir, etish, dira shetashmisha la'avir. For instance, if there's a makam where the shomrim congregate in order to look out, to watch the field. So it's not really a place which is meant for its own use, as an end on its own. It's not really a makam dira. It's there as a service area. You stand in there and you watch the field protected. Says Rashi, that's not really called hukaf l'dira. Now listen to the lashon Rashi. The lav dira hu. Why? The al korchai hu darsham. He's living there al korchai. Now the question is, Al-Karcha, he's getting paid for it, it's a job. He's sitting there a whole year. Whatever season he's spending time there, it's a job. Nobody forced him to be there. It's not a chiv. We see from Rashi, it appears from Rashi, the problem is, he's not sitting there for its own sake. It's not a place, not an attractive makam dira. It's just some type of pen out there, surrounded by some mechitzas. which is intended as a service area for the field. So it loses its chashivas dira. And it doesn't have its own inherent value. It's simply used as a means for something else. That's why it doesn't have a din dira. Al-Kar Chadarsha means he's there out of necessity. This is not really a place to be. He's here to service the field. That takes away chashivas from the place. It's a service area. It's a means to achieve an end. And that's not considered a proper makam dira. It's only by us. This will answer the kasha between Sukkah and Lishkas Sanhedrin. Lishkas Sanhedrin was a place where the Kohen Gadol would find himself for 7 days. Why? The Gemara told us earlier, back on the Ches, Prishos LeKedusha. Rashi explained, to disengage him from company. He's meant to spend time on his own in anticipation of his Avodah Yom Kippur. So this solitary confinement, if you wish, facilitates Ema, pachad, and fear, and trepidation, puts him in the right mindset, in the right mood. So it's really a means to achieve an end. It's not a place where it's not attractive, but not a place where you're there for its own sake. You're there to achieve, to attain, to get something, to get to something higher. It's like the mechitza near the field, which is a service area serving the field. That's pshat baal karcha. It's not for its own sake. It doesn't have its own inherent use and inherent value. Rather, it's a means. It's servicing a higher goal. That's not considered a proper makam dira. It does not have enough chashivas to require mezuzah. Mezuzah is not a house where you live for its own sake. Enjoy the protection of the house. It's not just servicing something else. So therefore, the Lishkas Sanhedrin, Kot Yom Yehuda, Dira Baal Korcha doesn't have a dira, doesn't have a mezuzah. As opposed to Sukkah, let's think for a second. Of course, it's a mitzvah. Of course, it's a chiv. Of course, he leaves his home and lives in the Sukkah. But why is he in the Sukkah? As a means to achieve something else? As a service area for the field? As a mokum precious to prepare him for Yom Kippur? No! Sukkah is a Sukkah is a Sukkah. It's for the mitzvah of Sukkah. I meant to live in the Sukkah for 7 days, but a Sukkah is teshuva shivas yam. It has its own inherent value. That's not called dira baal korcha. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, since a Sukkah is dira skva, it's considered a proper dira, and it's chayav mezuzah.